Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Does Jesus die? That's all that this question had on it. And in that, the way that it was spelled out even, I'm going to guess that it was one of the children who handed it in. So with that, I've kind of read into the question, I'm going to say this, and we're going to answer it accordingly. Does Jesus die? How is it possible for an eternal God to literally die? The Scripture affirms that Jesus literally died on the cross at Calvary. The Scripture that I presented in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 50 and Luke 23 and verse 46. There were many witnesses who testified concerning His death. John chapter 19, verse 31 through 40, we have Joseph, we have Nicodemus, we also have later ladies. We also have in the context the soldiers who were sent to guard the tomb. They would have testified without any question at all that our Lord died. The shedding of His blood makes it possible for our salvation. Also, we understand that in His death, the Lord's church was purchased through the shedding of His blood at Calvary's cross. It was necessary. It was a part of heaven's eternal plan for Jesus Christ, our Lord, to literally, really and truly die at Calvary's cross. How then is it possible for an eternal God to literally die? When we think about Jesus, He was really 100% God, but He was also 100% man. John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. When He became flesh, in the immediate context, it means that He became as you and I are. He lived here as a fleshly human being. He had blood flowing through His veins. And therefore, He was able to die in a literal sense, in a real way, when He shed His blood at Calvary because of His physical existence, His human existence in this world. Yet at the same time, we know that Jesus was not limited to death. We know that He was resurrected by the power of God, and now He is still reigning and ruling on high. So in that sense, from an eternal standpoint, no, Jesus does not die. But He did die literally, physically, so that you and I would have a means of redemption, and now He is dwelling eternally in heaven, gone back to His former state or formal existence, eternal existence, where He's ruling on high.